My name is Fitz, and I'm the president of the Fitz Group. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this clip from our daily coaching call. The daily coaching call is a focal point of gathering the team together. Monday through Friday, this call provides motivation, inspiration, education, and information. This business can be a lonely business, and gathering with others in the fight is hugely beneficial. We have found that either the meeting needs you or you need the meeting, and we hope you can join us for our next live call. Today's podcast, entitled Tales from the Field, is a segment of our call where a top producer for the week shares their secrets. And now, on to the secrets. So this week in third place, we have Megan Yakey, part of the Yakey Agency. Megan, this week, 35 dials, text, or door knocks, 8 contacts, 6 appointments, 4 sits, 2 apps, 4 referrals. One app was a life app for $2,169, and one was an annuity app for $60,144, bringing her total adjusted premium for the week to $8,183.40. Megan Yakey, everybody, give her a hand. Woo!
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can
you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Good morning, everyone. Happy to be on the call this morning. I just want to give you guys something that you can take with you this week and hopefully apply it or learn from something that I did. So I'm just going to kind of tell you about what happened this week with those 2 applications. I think they're both something to learn from. I learned from them. I think that going into every conversation you have with a client, or even as you're submitting applications, instead of getting frustrated by what you learn, just learn and take it to the next one. So that's what I hope to give you this morning, is just something to learn from. That way, when you go into a situation similar, you might remember, oh, hey, I remember Megan said that one DCC that morning, and you can apply it too. So one of that life application was actually somebody who I had submitted an application for, or tried to submit an application for, back in March. Okay. She was diagnosed with COVID in February, and she wanted the product, the IULE product with Mutual of Omaha. But if you've written that product, you know, and if you've had a client with COVID, you know that they cannot apply for that product for 3 months after they've gotten COVID. So instead of just sitting around waiting for that 3 months to go by, I did actually submit an application for her on a smart UL with Foresters Financial, because they do not ask the COVID question. Okay. However, Foresters, even on the smart UL, for whatever reason, wanted to pull an APS on this, which is an attending physician statement. And they wanted to pull an APS from her doctor just to verify a medication she had been prescribed back when she was getting a divorce a few years ago. They are taking forever to get that APS back. And so what did I do 3 months later when I realized, oh, it's been 3 months. Forrester still doesn't have the APS. They haven't approved her yet. And it's been 90 days since she's had medication and she was diagnosed with COVID. Guess what we can apply her for again? That Mutual of Omaha IULE product. And it approved her immediately. So, but one thing I love about that Mutual of Omaha IULE product is that it's a 2 signature process with all of the Mutual of Omaha apps. It's a 2 signature process. That first signature that they sign is a HIPAA authorization. That way, Mutual of Omaha, whenever you're inputting the data on the second part, can go in and run the prescription history right there and tell you at the end of that application if it's approved or not. And what I love about it is the last time I tried to apply her for that plan is the application during the underwriting questions knew to ask if she had had COVID in the last 3 months because of the prescriptions that she was prescribed. It knew to ask an extra question, right? And so I was like, oh, it's asking that extra question. And then it was true that she had been diagnosed with COVID. So I did not submit it when I originally tried to. But when I submitted it this time, guess what? It did not ask me the COVID question, because the system is smart and can recognize that prescription she was prescribed was over 90 days ago, which is normally prescribed for COVID. So the system is smart. Like, we have to know, we have to use our brain and direct, like we do. This is not something you cannot, this is not a job you can just show up, type a few things and get paid. Like, you've got to critically think. However, the systems are in place to make it easier for you to do, to not mess up. Okay. And so that was awesome. She was approved immediately. So that was cool. The annuity was originally supposed to be a $100,000 annuity. And because he got furloughed a few months ago, he thought he could move the whole thing. But here's something that I learned. First off, call the holding company or whoever has the current funds with the client. And we called Fidelity and we were initiating that rollover for the 100,000, but they told him, oh, sorry, which he's over 59 and a half. He can, all other things made sense. So we were doing the rollover and they said, well, he's actually technically still employed there. He's not active, but he's furloughed. And he thought he was let go, but he was technically furloughed. So he could not move all of his money. He could only move a portion of it. And so that was something that we learned together. And it was important that I did not just tell him that he heard it. I mean, I wouldn't have known that he was technically furloughed. And that does not mean that is separation of employment from that perspective. Okay. So he can only move a portion of it instead of the whole 100,000 like he wanted to. So now he's more diversified, which is great for him. He's still keeping the money over there. And hopefully, we're actually hoping he gets his job back. So it was good news for him to learn that he wasn't officially let go. He was just furloughed. And when he called to say, hey, why am I still active? You guys owe me some back pay. They were like, well, actually, you know, we just had a meeting the other day. We're actually looking to hire some of the people back. You're technically just furloughed. And he called me. He's like, what should I do? And I'm like, keep furlough status. You might get your job back. Like, that's awesome. And then continue to fund his 401k. So now we've got some of his money, which is important. Some of his 401k money to be protected, principally protected. And the other is still there because it could not be moved. So the whole premise of this is just don't wait on anything. Just act and learn as you go. Like with this other lady, even though she had had COVID in March, because we've applied her with Foresters, she still had something moving. I didn't just stop and say, I'll call you in 3 months. We still applied for something with him. We didn't say, oh, can't move all of it. Shoot. I guess we'll move none of it. No, we moved the portion that he could because the principle is still the same. He still wanted to protect his money. So don't get blocked by the things that might seem like roadblocks where they're really just a learning. They're just an opportunity to learn and to still and move forward. So it wasn't anything special. It was just activity and grit. And that's all you really need to be successful in this business. So y'all have a great week.
Love it. That was excellent, Megan. Thank you so much. What a message there, everybody. I mean, I heard her say it loud and clear. Don't wait till you know it all. Like, learn as you're going, as you're doing. I was this morning listening to a John Maxwell podcast, and he's very clearly saying you don't ever feel your way into an action. You act your way into a feeling. And the two commentators on that this morning on podcast were like, for example, when you get up in the morning working out and I'm on the rowing machine going, yeah, no kidding. I definitely did not want to do this morning. I mean, you have, and it's, I feel like we could kind of transpose that saying into this business of feel your way into production. You produce your way into a feeling, and you don't know it all before you get going. There's just no way. Megan's been with us for years. She kind of grew up around this business, being the daughter of Mike and Michelle Alleman, but she doesn't know it all. She's still learning as she's moving forward. And That's what John Maxwell calls failing forward. You're just constantly learning, constantly learning, constantly learning. Don't stop learning, but don't stop doing in the process, right? You got to keep doing and learning at the same time. Great point, Megan. Thank you so much for illustrating that. Give her a hand, everybody. Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.